Andy Colonico is here. Good to have you for Friday Live, sir. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Now, Revive the Rose, please tell me that's still an active band.
Yes, yes. Revive the Rose is very much active and still recording some new tunes. But in the time being, I figured I'd drop some other stuff I've been working on, too.
Now, tell me, have you always had a kind of an interest in writing for this country genre?
You know, I just kind of like slowly started kind of gravitating to like realizing that I did have a big country rock influence in general, like just based off what I was listening to. I just kind of never put the pieces together until really last year when a lot of my friends, every time they heard me pick up the acoustic guitar and just play at shows, they'd be like, man, you should really try country. They really thought my voice would suit it. And I'm like, you know, I look back at some other tunes I've written. I'm like, I think a lot of these are country songs in disguise.
Right, yeah. Now, I heard the tune yesterday. I like it, by the way. It's a great song.
Thank you very much. I'm glad.
Yeah, you really nailed the optic sound that country has right now. You got it.
Well, I appreciate that coming from you, man. Yeah, it's, you know, I kind of wanted to keep it very me, you know, keep the electric guitars nice and loud, but also, you know, give it that new country flavor, you know what I mean?
It's got, I don't know if you've heard this before, but your vocals right away sounded to me like a mixture of Darius Rucker and Luke Combs.
Those are two of my biggest influences in country music. I love both of them. Darius Rucker, again, another guy that came from the rock background too, and then dropped some country stuff. So I thought that was really inspiring, just like seeing his journey as a musician.
Let's talk about Wild Card Girl. How did this one come to be?
I wrote this one, I think, by the beginning of this year. Like, it was pretty quick. I wrote it, and then, like, within even less than a month, I was already hitting the studio with it. But I just had, at the time being, I was seeing somebody, and I just didn't know how to process my feelings. And I happened to have the guitar in hand one day, and then I just started just writing what was on my mind, you know? And I just had this kind of happy but kind of, like, sassy riff. You know what? I think is what I'm feeling, you know? So I wrote it down.
Now, is the band on the track, or are they separate musicians?
No, actually, this one, I played the drums on it and the acoustic guitar, and I sang on it. And then my friend Alex Hobson, who I've actually played in, I played shows with him with our rock bands. He came in and did the electric guitars for me, and my producer, Justin Melly, played the bass on it and banjo. So, but I do write some country stuff with my bandmates, actually, so it's kind of cool.
So is this just a kind of a one-off project, Andy, or is this something that you'll continue and tour on and do a bit of a deeper dive into?
Yeah, you know, I'm planning to do as much music as possible as a musician. Like, I just, I feel there's no limit, and now it's kind of nice, you know, if I want to drop some rock and roll, I will, and if I want to drop some country, I'll do just that, you know, I'll keep going, you know.
How's the end of the year wrapping up for you? Are you busy? You got tours? You got shows? You got gigs you want to share?
Right now, in country world, I don't have anything until the new year coming up, but with Revive the Rose, I am closing the year off in Hamilton at Bridgeworks, and also at the Black Sheep Coffee Roast, who's right here in Welland. We're doing this cool unplugged show there, so you can catch me there at both places there. So, yeah.
Wonderful. And you have a connection with Carissa, is that correct?
Yeah. That's how I kind of stumbled into you as well. We played a showcase together in Oakville at the Moonshine Cafe, and it was my first show doing country ever. So I had the pleasure to share the bill with her that evening. She's phenomenal.
Now, any maybe collaborating with her in the future?
If she's up for it, I'm so down. I would be more than honored, because I think she has such a great voice, and she's a great songwriter. I was like mind blown when she hit the microphone there. It was incredible.
Yeah, she is a dream for sure, and the song's great, and looks like you're kind of stepping out into some new shoes here. Feeling comfortable, are you?
Yeah, you know what? I'm feeling very comfortable, and I realize that kind of this world of songwriting is very me at the end of the day. And I'm just very excited, and I got a lot of cool stuff in the works right now. I'm going to attack 2024 pretty hard with country and rock music.
Well, we love the tune and love to chat with you. Andy Colonico of Revive the Rose and brand new country right here on Friday Live. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Cool. So what's going to happen is I'm going to play a piece of this interview and a piece of the tune, probably, you know, a good hook of the song at 8:10 tomorrow morning. And then the full interview will be on our website at country89.com. I have a Friday Live dedicated page for all the interviews.
Oh, that's beauty. Awesome, man. I'll be sure to share it again tomorrow, too.
Absolutely. And I'll send this to you so you can share that on your socials. And I saw you already shared it up on Instagram, so that's all good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Had a scheduled post ready to go. It's all good.
Cool. I appreciate your time and your efforts. And thanks again for the tune, and thanks for chatting.
Yeah, Rob. Thanks so much, man. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for having me on.
You too. Stay in touch, man.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cheers. Bye-bye.